Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio, your source for acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment within the autism and Asperger's communities. Our show will be starting shortly. To listen to archives of previous broadcasts, visit www.autismempowerment.org and click the Autism Empowerment Radio tab. As a nonprofit charity, we rely on public generosity to fund our programs, special events, and support services. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation today. Our show is now beginning.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio. My name is Karen Krecha, and I'm the Executive Director for Autism Empowerment, a nonprofit public charity dedicated to providing acceptance, enrichment, inspiration, and empowerment for individuals and families of all ages and abilities within the autism and Asperger communities. I'm excited to announce that Autism Empowerment Radio and our sister station, Autism and Scouting Radio, are now available to subscribe to through iTunes. All of our previous broadcasts are there, and we're accumulating a great archive of shows that are free to listen to and to download to your computers or mobile devices at any time. We hope you'll check us out and give us a positive rating. Our last couple shows were 2 weeks ago. We had interviews with a couple fiction writers. One was Michael Brent Collings, author of the suspense thriller The Meridians, and another interview was with Brian Tashima, a young adult novelist and accomplished musician who talked about his science fiction and fantasy book Secret of the Songshell. We also had two nonfiction authors on right before that. We had Dr. Leanne Holiday-Willey, who talked about her book Safety Skills for Asperger Women, How to Save a Perfectly Good Female Life. And we also had Jennifer Cook-O'Toole talk about Asperger Kids, an insider's guide to loving, understanding, and teaching children with Asperger syndrome, as well as her upcoming book, The Asperger Kids Secret Book of Social Rules. Jennifer is actually going to be back with us tomorrow at Autism Empowerment Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a back-to-school special. So please tune in tomorrow or check us out in archive as we're going to help get you prepared to have your kids on the autism spectrum ready for school so they have a positive school year. To find a list of our previous shows, you can visit www.autismempowerment.org, click on the Autism Empowerment Radio tab, and then click the tab for previous broadcasts. And while you're there at our website checking out our station, you can also find upcoming broadcasts as well. We're back on the air today to talk about the show theme snippets from the spectrum. This is what autism sounds like. We started this series on Autism Empowerment Radio last month, and the idea would be that we bring different guests on air who've been diagnosed somewhere on the autism spectrum, and we let them share what they'd like to about their lives. Oftentimes, the general population has a preconceived idea of what autism is or what it looks like or what it sounds like. And as those of us on the spectrum or related to someone on the spectrum know, autism and Asperger's, they come in many flavors. And you can't just say by looking or listening to one child or adult with autism that that's going to be something that you can go ahead and duplicate across the board. As Dr. Stephen Shore likes to say, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Individuals on the spectrum do have many similarities, both to themselves but also to those who'd be considered neurotypical. Although our neurological wiring may be different, we're still human beings with positive attributes, challenges, varied interests, and a wide range of feelings. Today's special guest is actually going to be my son, my youngest son, Ryan, who's six. I'm going to be bringing him on and his dad, John, here in a moment. Ryan was diagnosed on the autism spectrum shortly after he turned two, and we had an experience where he had been progressing fairly normally, at least as far as we could know, and then he had lost his words. I wouldn't say lost, but he stopped talking. And had some different changes in behavior. He would wave backwards instead of forwards. He started grunting and pointing. His eye contact changed and different. And he was diagnosed shortly thereafter. Our oldest son, who is 12, was diagnosed with Asperger's about 2 months after that. And it wasn't too long after that where I was diagnosed on the autism spectrum with Asperger's as well. I want to let everybody out there know that today's show is a positive one. Ryan is a very special guest. He was first on Autism and Scouting Radio a while back where he talked about his first Cub Scout camping experience as a Tiger Cub Scout. That was a very enjoyable interview and one of the most popular ones over at Autism and Scouting Radio. Ryan also has a great love for maps, the color orange, geography, and all sorts of things. So I want to just give you an opportunity to listen to life from his perspective and just experience the exuberance and joy that that is Ryan. So let me go ahead and bring him on the air. Let's see if I can get him on here. Ryan and Dad, welcome to Autism Empowerment Radio.
So, hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm 6. And as I know, a little bit after I turned 2 years old.
Look.
And I have, like, and I have 38 people that listen to Autism and Scouting. And I hope there's more than one person listening today, because I had one live listener last time on Autism Scouting. So, hi, welcome our other guest, Dad.
Yes. Hi, I'm Dad, and I'm here as well.
You know, I'm beginning to think, listening to you, Ryan, that perhaps you should host your own radio show.
I know.
Well, Ryan, today I want to have you talk about different things that are important to you. One of the things that we were going to talk about is the fact that you just came back from your first cruise.
Yeah.
Can you tell us where you went?
I went to Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, Victoria.
Very good. And did you
And British Columbia.
The Yukon and British Columbia. Was that on an airplane or a ship, or did you walk?
We took a ship to all those places, and we rented a jeep to get to the Yukon and British Columbia.
Did you like riding in a jeep?
We started in Seattle, and we went all the way from Seattle all the way up towards, and I even got to play on the water slide right in front of the glacier on the second day at Tracyon Fjord.
So,
and we are still in the ship on the first, second, and third day. On the fourth day, we arrived at Skagway. Fifth was Juneau. Sixth was Ketchikan. Seventh was Victoria. And a bit of eighth, which was Seattle. Basically, just, like, not that many minutes. Ryan.
Which port was your favorite, Ryan?
Well, I'm guessing Victoria.
Why did you like Victoria?
Because you didn't have to walk on the stairs that they usually put on the other ports.
So exiting the ship was easier for you?
And entering.
And entering as well.
Yes.
How did you get around Victoria?
And we got ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. What flavor did
and
you get?
And pizza.
And what?
And pizza.
And pizza.
And fries. And a cheeseburger.
And did you get anything else?
And salad.
So you got ice cream?
And we even ordered room service.
And you even ordered room service. That sounds pretty good.
Really? This did really happen.
This really did happen?
Yeah.
Well, I believe you. I definitely do. Tell us about the water sliding that you did.
I went on the twister, which is basically you sit down and then you basically go a teeny bit downhill, and then you go And then the sleigh is twisting, but did not break. It was just very strong, and it went, and it was twisting, and then it was going. And then at the end, and if you're laying down, you'll get splashed at the end. But if you were sitting up, you wouldn't.
What about the other one? And then he wanted me to tell. There's a second water slide called the Green Thunder, and that was when we used to stay standing, and the floor drops off underneath you, and you get shot down over the side of the ship, and then you get down and splash again.
Yeah.
And he even did that one.
Which one did you like better, Ryan?
Twister.
What did you think about the green slide?
Scary.
Scary?
Yellow is the best. Green is the scariest.
How many times did you go on the yellow one?
Like, I'm guessing 100-something.
Pretty close, I would imagine, all the times. He really loves the water, and he really loved that slide. He just kept on going. It was like, at different parts, it was like his own personal water slide.
Yeah.
Now,
like going up and then. I've done that multiple times.
And what was really nice is that we used a service called Autism in the Seas to get on the board, to get on the ship. And they beforehand sent schedules. They sent picture schedules. They tell us what to expect. They gave us priority boarding, so when we got to the ship, we were able to let the people know, and we were able to bypass all of the lines and probably save probably 30 minutes to probably an hour. And a half, bypassing all of the different lines, both at security and customs. It was really a wonderful service because they got us right on the board. It only took, from the time we got to the port to the time we got on the ship was like 30 minutes, which was incredible service. And we traveled on Carnival Cruise Lines, which the staff was just amazing, from the port to the people at Camp Carnival. Camp Carnival is a children's program.
I'm going to tell you the age groups and everything. So Camp Carnival is ages 2 to 11.
Okay.
Circle C is ages 12 to 14. And Club O2 is ages 15 to 17.
And so when we got on board, we took a tour of the ship, and we went to Camp Carnival.
First thing was our room. Second thing was Camp Carnival.
And when we got...
First was our room.
Okay, first was our room. We got settled. And then when we got to the Camp Carnival, the counselor there, the head counselor, actually said that she'd received a fax from Autism in the Seas, letting them know that Ryan was coming and give all the information about Ryan, and they were all prepared. And it was really a wonderful service. Both Autism Seas did a wonderful job, and Carnival did a fantastic job as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
This is on the Carnival Spirit.
Back to Ryan. Sorry.
Okay. So
Ryan, what is Camp Carnival?
We're going to be talking about maps.
We're going to be talking about maps shortly, but before we do, why don't you tell our listeners out there what Camp Carnival is and what kind of service that is for kids that are on cruise ships?
A lot of playing time. Okay.
Well, ages 2 to 17 is where the kids can play. Circle C, Club O2, and Camp Carnival. And they're all ages 2 to 17. If you
and
have all of them together, it's ages 2 to 17.
But you guys weren't all in the same group, right? You were broken down?
It's ages 0 to 7. Ages 0 to 11.
Okay. And your group was 6 to 8.
It's Camp Carnival. And mm-hmm. And if you're under 2 years.
What about your group you were in?
ours and so there's actually six groups.
Well, what about your group?
So my group was the 6 to 8, and they had three groups in Camp Carnival, 2 to 5, 6 to 8, and 9 to 11.
And your group, was it structured where you did certain things during certain times?
Yeah.
What were some of the fun things that you did?
What?
Do you
We played Deal or No Deal.
Have been a lot of fun.
Yeah, we did spin art.
Spin art? Mm-hmm. Did you have any nighttime parties?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you did a lot of really fun
things. I did one, which is basically from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's fun till 1.
Fun till 1. So
and
there's an after-hours program.
From 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. I mentioned that a little earlier today.
Yes.
On our interview. And it's ages 0 to 11.
Ah. I understand that when you were in Juneau, you got to ride and go river rafting. What was that like?
That's correct. I was thinking I was going to get 0% wide, but I got 100.
You got 100% wet?
I got more than 100% wet.
Because it got wet more than once.
Oh, okay. And what did you?
I was saying, in my highest percent that I went up was 42.
So you like numbers, is that right?
Well, yeah, too.
Because you like to keep percentages, and the numbers really go through your head pretty easily, don't they?
I heard that you were on the rafting trip, you shared the different statistics and with everybody that was
left
the pump. I'm sorry, what?
How much time?
Right now we have about 12 minutes. Did you want to switch and talk to Matt about maps?
Yeah. So you have 12 minutes, which is, I'm not telling you, it's a secret.
Yes.
I'll tell you the secret next interview.
Okay. So what do you want to tell them about maps?
So I could tell them how to get to the hotel, like, go down and then go down 5, then take exit 152, then go and then turn left and then right and then you would be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you like mapping out from place to place where you've been, and then you remember that later so that you can share that with other people.
My family how to get back.
And yes, you know, you are like a human GPS, just a kind of a funny story. When we got back from the cruise, we were taking a taxi back to the hotel where we had parked our car, and we weren't sure what the street was, but all we had to do was ask you.
Yeah.
And you told the taxi driver directions from the port all the way over to where our car was parked, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I said, go down 5 and take exit 152, they like, for 168, and they actually turned on 170 instead of
168. Mm-hmm. Now, Ryan, you like to do math. You're very interested in looking at maps, and one of your favorite apps that you like on the iPad is Google Maps. What do you like so much about Google Maps?
Well, because I know how to get back, and I can just tell Mom and Dad and my brother how to get back.
Why do you like maps so much?
Because it's just I know how to get back.
So you can visually go, you can go somewhere, and then you can remember the route that you took, and then you can trace it on the map.
Wow, we learn a when we go different routes. I don't know which way to go.
Right, if we change routes, it can be kind of tricky. But if it's somewhere you've been before, then you remember how to get there.
Yeah.
And you can trace that, right?
If it's very long and when I was a baby, I won't remember.
Now, Ryan, do you visually see the map in your head?
In my head?
Yeah, do you see the map in your head when you're thinking about it?
So would you say that you see pictures of maps and roads in your head when you're trying to describe how to get somewhere?
Yes.
Yes. What's your favorite thing about maps?
It's fun.
Fun? Well, I can't disagree with you there. What are some of the other things that you would like to share with our listeners?
So, I forgot to get to this. So, I love stuffed animals.
You brought stuffed animals?
You love stuffed animals.
And
oh,
I
you love?
I got one stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's just a stuffed animal. You know it. But today...
Did you get any new stuffed animals on your cruise?
Yeah. We got one in Victoria. We got one in British Columbia. We got one in Ketchikan.
Did we get one in
Juneau?
I'm not sure. I think we might have. I remember that you got one on the ship. What was his name?
Freddy.
Fun ship Freddy.
Is that the carnival mascot?
And Dad always says it's like, what, Freddy, what? I always call him a different name.
Oh, yes, Daddy likes to joke about Fun Ship Freddy and Freddy Krueger, yes.
And Dad always likes to say, Freddy Krueger, instead of Fun Ship Freddy.
I know, Dad's just really silly not knowing the correct name for Fun Ship Freddy.
Yeah.
So as far as being on the cruise ship itself, what are some of the other things that you got to do besides water sliding?
Well, we got to go rafting,
mm-hmm.
which I mentioned a long time ago in this interview.
Yeah.
And I did miniature golf. We watched a lumberjack show.
You watched a lumberjack show. Where was that?
We got to go over a suspension bridge.
You got to go over a suspension bridge?
Yeah.
What was underneath
and
the bridge?
Got to see the world's smallest desert.
You got to go to the world's smallest desert?
Yeah.
What did you see there?
We saw sand. Of course, deserts require sand, right?
Deserts require sand. I understand that. So you got to, did you get to do anything else as far as like building rock sculptures or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's correct. We built a rock sculpture.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Where was that? And what's it called?
The Crates of Family.
Hey, Dad, maybe you can explain the significance behind that.
Well, in the, we did this in British Columbia. It was a rock sculpture along the side of the road. It's an Indian, I forget the Indian name for it, but it's basically to signify that a family was there, and we came to this place where there was probably literally thousands and thousands of different rock sculptures that people have built had stopped on the side of the road and just built. And it's basically to signify that that particular family was there. And we, as a family, built one of these sculptures, and we all contributed something to the rock sculpture.
And you can also drive to Victoria.
That's right. I believe that they're called Inuksuks.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's really neat. If you drive along the side of the road, you can just look over and you can see just, oh, hundreds, thousands of these, each uniquely designed as markers from a family. And to know, Ryan, that you had a part in putting something there as a marker that will be left for a very long time to show that you were there, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that you got to show your passport as well.
Yes, that's correct. And I even got to open our door.
You got to open your door?
Yeah.
With your room key. Oh, okay, like with a room key. And were the people that worked on the ship very nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, they treated you very well. In fact, I remember when you got a chance to play bingo that you even got a special gift from one of the cruise hosts. Do you remember what he gave to you?
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses? And you also got a necklace, too.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Well, Ryan,
what a towel animal.
What a towel animal.
Towel animals?
We make an animal out of towels.
They would make an animal out of towels?
Yeah.
What kind of animals did they make?
I know they made a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
They made a monkey.
Anything else?
A crab.
Crab? They made fun of your dad?
No.
Just kidding. So it sounds like you had a really fun family adventure. Would you recommend cruising to other families out there?
Yeah, I would like to cruise another place.
What about Autism and Seas? Would you recommend their service?
We need to use the Autism and Seas every single time.
Well, yes, they were a wonderful service. As John mentioned, I mean, our embarkation process was an absolute breeze. The people there put us into a kind of a quiet area to wait while they went ahead and got our card keys and everything lined up to go. And as John said, everybody knew who we, you know, were, and they expected us to be there. And I couldn't have imagined a smoother process. It was absolutely wonderful. And Autism on the Seas actually has their own cruises as well. This was one where, you know, they provide this as a free service if you're cruising on any cruise line, but they also do host their own cruises as well that are themed for autism families. And you can check out their services on their site at autismontheseas.com. We're actually going to bring one of their founders on Autism Radio in the future to be able to talk about the service. I just heard from my little radio announcer that we have 90 seconds left. So, Ryan, I want you to be able to share any last thoughts with your audience.
What else do you have to say?
So, I have to raise a request that I'm interested in not stuffed animals.
You're interested in that?
Yes, autism empowerment or autism on Autism Empowerment or Autism with Scouting.com. Or you could listen to our archives on iTunes. They're free. You don't need to pay. They're free. Listening to it anytime. You just need to stop.
Oh, Ryan, you're absolutely wonderful. Autism Empowerment is a nonprofit public charity, and we support kiddos like Ryan and their family. We have 20 seconds left.
19. Bye-bye.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thank you, Ryan, and thank you, Dad John. We appreciate hearing about your cruise. And
thank you so much.
Say bye-bye.
Well, I welcome you to say goodbye.
Having you back in the future.
Bye-bye.
Can you say goodbye, Ryan?
That was from Dad.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Ryan. It was an absolute pleasure listening to you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is Karen with Autism Empowerment Radio. You've just been tuning in to our Snippets from the Spectrum series where we had our guest Ryan, a 6-year-old boy who has exuberance galore, share about his recent carnival cruise trip and his love for maps. Thank you to him and his dad, John, and we look forward to talking with you soon on Autism Empowerment Radio. Thank you for tuning in.